Shalom to all. Today's office called Daf Kovach Vav, and we're talking about the eighth line of the words of Rami to Rabbi Yosi as Rabbi Yosi. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marshmim Sarabas Rak Moshe Harnish Amashad Havin Aliyah. So we just conclude that according to Rabbi Yosi, Tuma Tamuna or Rutsutsa, it's really the same thing. Namely, Tumas Mace that's closed in, it's not by Kas. It does not penetrate the cover and go upwards. Rather, it remains where it is. And again, that's Shitas Rabbi Yosi. So the Gemara now tells us Rami to Rabbi Yosi as Rabbi Yosi, we have a steer of Shitas Rabbi Yosi on himself. Why did not? We have a Mishnah that tells us Hakel Shachob Sar Mace, a dog that ate Basar from a mace, which means his dog ate from a corpse. And then within 3 days, the dog died. So we know the basar of the mace is still inside this dog. The question is, does it go outside as it going to be tame like Tumas mace, or is it just going to be considered like a regular nevela? So we have a number of different opinions. Umutal skupa, the dog is on the skupa, which is basically on the threshold of a house. So Meir says, if the neck of the animal has a tefach thick, so maybe it's a toma, it brings the toma into the house. If not, any maybe it's a toma, it doesn't bring the toma into the house. Now Rabbi Yosi says, Ryan, we look at it or we evaluate it, and it depends. If it's negative, it's corresponding to the shakuf, which is the mashkuf, that's basically a threshold, and it's towards the inside of the house, so then the house is tameh. But if it's towards the outside of the house, then it's tahar. Now we're going to see in a moment what this havamina in Shitas Rabbi Yosi is. We just continue. Rablazer says, piv lefnim, if the mouth of the dog is on the inside of the house, habay is tahar, the house is tahar. Piv lechutz, if the mouth of the dog is outside, which means the back side of the dog is on the inside of the house, habay is tameh, then the house is tameh. Why is that? Menesha tomi yatsudar shulav, that's because the toma goes out through the back side of the dog, because that's where it would have went had the dog been alive. It ate the meat, it's going to digest it, and whatever's left over is going to come out its backside. So it's only if its backside is inside the house. We say that the toma, so to speak, goes out that way. Memeil, the house is tamei. Rabbi Yehuda Masei Remer, he says, benkach benkach, it doesn't make a difference if the dog is situated like Rav Meir, like Rabbi Yosi, or like Rabbi Elazar. Habay is tamei, the house is tamei. So go back to Shitas Rabbi Yosi, which remember he had said that we have to take a look. Is it kineged hashak of lefnim? Is it on the threshold or on the doorstep inside? Then the house is tamei. If not, if it's towards the outside, then the house is tar. So my lava aimed savar pesach tefach kai Rabbi Yosi. Is Rabbi Yosi talking about the case where the neck of the animal doesn't have a pesach tefach? It's not a tefach wide. Therefore, the toma doesn't go by way of its neck through its mouth, and we just look at the body of the dog itself. And that's why he said, Ryan, we see where's the stomach of the dog. That's where the besar mace is. It's in its stomach. So we see where that part of the dog is. If it's on the inside, then the house is tamei. Now, why would that be? Well, because Ushmamino, it seems to be that we see from here toma tmuna by kas, that toma tmuna does penetrate and it goes through, because since there's no pesach tefach, there's no opening of a tafach in the neck of the dog, so that the toma can't go out that way. This would be considered regular toma tamuna, because it's completely covered by the dog. As Rabbi Yosi said, if the stomach area of the dog is on the inside of the house is tame, and that must be because the toma goes through the body of the dog. That's toma tamuna being by kas. Clearly, we have a steer Shitas Rabbi Yosi on himself. However, Amar Rav, Rav says that no. What do Rabbi Yosi mean by saying rayin? It's a different type of rayin. Rayin is chalal ha-toma katani. He really means to say that we look at the hollow space of the toma. In other words, Rabbi Yosi is really just arguing with Rameir on how we judge the thickness of the neck. And here we further clarify, Rabbi Yosi Bitarti Palik. Rabbi Yosi is arguing on two different points. Vikarmalay the Rameir, and he's telling Rameir as follows. Deka Amr, that which you had said, Kiesh Bitsavar Pasech Tafach, maybe it's a toma. When the thickness of the neck is a tafach, then that enables a toma to go by way of the neck. So Anan, Basar Chalal Azlinon, we, says Rabbi Yosi, follow the hollow space of the neck. In other words, it's not like you, Rav Meir, that we measure the entire thickness of the neck to see if that's a tafach, and that would include the flesh in the neck and the bones and the skin on the outside of it. That's not how it works. Rather, it's just a hollow space of the neck. You might have to take some pliers and some other tools, open up the dog's mouth, and see how wide the hollow inner space of the neck is. And if that's a tafach, only then the toma would be able to go through. That's what we look at. The comment that which you had said, and here's the proper girsa, alu skupa kula tome, that anywhere the dog is located on this skupa, on the threshold, on the bottom part of the door, anywhere it is, the house would be tome. That's not so. Here's the other thing Rabbi Yosi is arguing in mekineged hashakuf lefnim, habay is tome, mekineged hashakuf lechutz, habay is tahar. It's on the doorstop towards the inside of the house, then the house is tamei. But if it's on the doorstop towards the outside of the house, then the door would be tahar. And actually, if Acha Brid Rava Masil Abahedya, he teaches this beferish in a brisa, the way we just explained Rabbi Yosi, namely the brisa says Rabbi Yosi says Rayin is chalal hatuma, that we look at the hollow space of the tuma, meaning we look at the hollow space of the dog's neck, not the entire thickness, like Rabbi Meir said. Therefore, this turns out not to be a steer in Shitas Rabbi Yosi. He still maintains that tuma tumuna is not by kas, and that's because, again, as we just explained, this referring to a totally different situation. Now go back to discussion in previous daf that started this whole conversation in Shitas Rabbi Yosi in the first place, which is that we could have two different ways of Tumas mace, namely Ayol and Maga, being on the same roof as the mace and touching the mace. And Rabbi Yochanan said that in Shitas Rabbi Yosi, these two things could be compared or they could be combined to create a Tuma. So now the Gemara asks, Umatana de Palgale, who's a Tana that argues Rabbi Yosi that these are considered two totally separate things and they can't be used together. Tumas Ayol is one thing and Tumas Maga is another thing. And the answer is Rabbi Shimon, it's Shitas Rabbi Shimon. And where do we see this? It's a time you have a brass Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, Kol chavava meis on top. Shalosh tomos parshas min hameis. There's three types of tomos that come from meis. Now, that's really not true. Rashi explains that there's many different types of tomos that come from meis. There's different parts of the meis and different forms of them that are matami in different ways and stages and amounts. So that's not what we're referring to. The Rashi is just talking about the three classic ways of being matame, namely maga, by touching, masa, by carrying, and oyel, being under the same roof. So that's the three types of tumah that we're talking about. Shtayim b'chol achas, u'shlishas ein bohen. Each one of them has two, and it doesn't have the third, which means we're about to describe situations that when these things, when they come from a mace, they're only able to be matame in two out of the three ways, but not all three ways. Ve'eluhain, these are them. Maloy tarvid rakov, a large spoon of this corpse dust, of decomposed corpse. Ve'etzim k'sa'ira, and a bone size of barley. Ve'gohel v'dayfek, and the gohel and dayfek, which even though it's a pretty machlokes as what exactly gohel and dayfek is referring to, we were just going to translate it as the cover and the wall of a coffin. The Rashi is explaining Mlay Tarvid Rakov, Metame Bemasa Uba Oil. It's Metame by carrying it and Thomas Oil, Ve'ena Metame Bemaga, but it's not Tome Bemaga, and Ve'echan Magoi, where's its Maga, meaning where is a mace Metame Bemaga, if not through Mlay Tarvid Rakov, Im Achas Mehen, with one of the other ones, meaning one of the other two that we mentioned, namely Etzim Kisa Aira and Golan Daifek, those are Metame Bemaga. Continuing, the Rashi says, Etzim Kisa Aira, what about a bone of the size of barley? Metame Bemasa Uba Maga, it's Metame Masa Maga, Ve'ena Metame Oil, but it's not Metame Oil, and Ve'echan Oloi, swear something from Mes Metame Oil, Im Achas Mehen, with one of the other two things, and Goel V'Daifek, this third one, the covered wall of the coffin, Metame Mago Ba'oil, it's Metame by touching and an oil, Ve'ena Metame Masa, it's not Metame Masa just by carrying it, Ve'echan Masoi, swear as Mes Metame Masa, in regards to the other things that we mentioned, so obviously Mechan Mehen, with one of the other two things we spoke about. Bottom line, as we see from his Braisa, the Rishim is the one that holds that Thomas Mag and Oil are not necessarily the same thing, because he had said in his first example that Maloy Tarvid Rakov is Metame B'Masa and Oil, but not B'Maga. So we clearly see that Oil and Maga are not the same thing, according to Reb Shimon. So in the Mishnah, we had said, Kulos Nevel V'Kulos HaSheretz V'Chulu, that is born from Nevel and Sheretz, only if it has a hole in it, so then it's Metame the person who touches it, but if not, then it's not Metameim. So the Gemara says, Tanarban, we have a Braisa, the Pasuk says, B'Nivlasa, in its state of Nevela. What do we learn from here? V'Loy B'Kulos Stuma, not if we have this Kulos bone, which is totally closed. And that's because Nivlasa is Mashma, you have to touch the actual meat, not just a bone without meat on it. Now, Yachli might think, Afilo Nikva, that means that even if the bone has a hole in it, that touching it is not going to be Metameim. Tamalim, so to that, the Pasuk says, Hanoigeya Yitma, one who touches, he should become Tame. What do we learn from here? Eschef Shaliga Tame, Vashef Shaliga Tahar. Somebody who's able to touch, so then he's Tame, but if he's not even able to touch because there's no hole, so then he's Tar. Since there's a hole in it, so there's a theoretical possibility of being able to touch the marrow inside the bone through the hole. Therefore, even if he doesn't touch it and he's only touching the bone, he becomes Tame because it's a Shomer and it transfers the Tama. Now, Armelay Rizela Rabbi Rizera Sabai, El Meat, if that's really so, then Behema Ba'ira Leite Tame. An animal in its hide shouldn't be Metame. If you have a whole animal, which is an Avela, if he touches the hide, he shouldn't be Tame because there are no holes in the hide. It's like the bone without the Nekev. So why would a person be Tame by touching an Avela? So he responded to him, Paik Chazi, Kamen Kavim Yeshba. Why don't you go out and see how many holes there are in a hide? There's the eyes, the ears, the mouth, and a whole bunch of other parts of the body that have holes. So of course it's considered like it has a hole. Now, Amar Pabla Rava, Papa has Rava, similar question. El Meat, if this is really so, the Kolei Bechelba, like the Tame, the kidney in its Chelev shouldn't be Tame. If we have the kidney of an Avela, so the kidney is definitely has the status of an Avela, but we know based off of a drasha that the fats, the Chelev of Nevela, do not have the din of Nevela, and Chelev of a kidney completely surrounds it. So if a person's holding onto the kidney of Nevela while it's wrapped in its Chelev, so he shouldn't be Tame because that doesn't have any holes in it, but we know that is Metame him. So he responded, Tachazi, come and see, Kama Chutin Nimshachan Himena, how many Chutim, which literally means strands, are coming from it. In other words, there's a whole bunch of blood vessels and other types of strands that are coming from the kidney that are enmeshed within the fats itself, and so it is considered like he's touching the kidney. Now, another question regarding our bone of the Mishnah. Bayer Vashai asks as follows, Chishav Alayl Nikva V'Loy Nikva Mahu. As a person thought to himself, you know what, I'm going to make a hole in this bone, but he didn't end up making the hole just yet. What's it then? Moser Nikiva K'mechusar Maisa Dami. Since it's lacking the hole being made, is that considered like it's a real Maisa that's missing? And we know that whenever a real Maisa is missing, it's considered like we don't have the thing itself. Alayl, or maybe not. Maybe making a hole is such a simple thing, it's not considered like it's Mechusar Maisa, and therefore, even without the hole, perhaps the bone is Mentamahim. And Hadar Pashta, he then went and answered his own question. This is Rabbi Shaya, the Mechusar Nikiva, Lav K'mechusar Maisa Dami. The fact that it's missing a hole being made is not like it's missing an entire Maisa, and therefore, just the mere fact that he thought that he was going to make a hole, that's ready enough to Mentamahim. And I'll tell the Mishnah something similar. Beitzas HaSheretz HaMerukames Tahaira, the egg of a Sheretz, which is Merukam. We know there's certain Shratzim, for example, lizards, they lay eggs. So their egg, which is Merukam, which means the embryo is formed inside already. There's already a little mini Sheretz inside. It is Tahar, which means when a person touches his egg, he's not Tamei. And that's because it's completely sealed, and that's no different than the bone of the Nevela that we were just talking about. Even though there might be Nevela marrow inside, since there's no hole in the bone, so I'm touching the bone is not Metamehim. Same thing with the egg. However, mikvah kol shehu, if there's even the smallest hole in the egg, tamei sanis tamei, he could get to the dead sheretz which is inside. So now the eggshell has a din of a shomer, and that's metamei him. Now we have an interesting case. Achbar shechatzay basar vechatzay adama. We have a mouse which is part flesh, part earth. And this discussion among the mfarshim, rishonim, and achronim, what type of mouse this is. The basic explanation given by Rashi is that there's a type of mouse that's created by itself. It doesn't come from a mother and father mouse, rather comes from rotting and decaying food and whatnot in the garbage heap, and that creates this mouse to be formed, and it starts out as earth and slowly but surely becomes basar. So let's say this mouse died in a stage where it was partially mouse, partially earth. So gave a basar tame ba adama tar. If he touches the flesh part, so he's tame, but if he touches the earth part, he's tar. Which Rabbi Huda says, even if he touches the adama, the earth part, which is corresponding to where the flesh is, so he's tame. Says the Gemara Tanabana, we have a braisa. The pasuk tells us hatameim, and we already mentioned this pasuk a number of times in the past number of dafim. This pasuk regarding shratim, it says hatameim. What's this teaching us? L'rabbis beitz hasheres v'kulos hasheres is coming to include that the egg of hasheres and the kulos of hasheres is metame. Now focusing on the beitz hasheres, yachol, you might think afilu loyrekma, that the egg of hasheres is metame, even if the baby hasheres is not formed inside yet. So to that tamalim, the pasuk says hasheres. What do we learn from here? Mas sheres shirikim, just like a regular sheres that's metame, that is rikim, which means it's fully formed. Av beitz hasheres shirikma, so too the egg of hasheres is only metame if the sheres inside is formed. Now yachol, you might think afilu loynikvu, that would be metame the person, even if the egg doesn't have a hole in it. So to that tamalim, the pasuk says hanegeya yitma, somebody who touches shall become tame. And we learn from here as she'af shaliga tame, as she'af shaliga tahar. If a person is technically able to touch that which is inside, so then he's tame. But if he's not able to touch that which is inside because there's no hole, so he's tahar. And v'kamen kivasa, how big does that hole have to be? Kuchot asara, even as thin as a hair, she'af shaliga kuchot asara, because he could technically touch the inside by placing a hair through the hole, and therefore already then with this tiny little hole, he's going to become tame. Going off the next case in the Mishnah, achbar shechatzay v'chulu, this mouse which is formed from the garbage, which at the stage that he found it, it was dead. It was half mouse, meaning half flesh, and still half earth. So Shimon Levi tells us, "Vuhu shehitches upnei kulai," has to be that at least one full side of this mouse became a sheretz, meaning it became a mouse. And only then, if a person touches the mouse part, is he tamei, and if he touches the earth part, then he's tahar. But if one full side of it didn't become a sheretz, it didn't turn into mouse yet, so then it doesn't have the status of a mouse. And even if he touches the flesh side, he's not tamei. Now, ikdamasila seifa. Some teaches Meru Shimon Levi on the seifa of the Mishnah. Rabbi Huda in the seifa of the Mishnah had said, that even if a person touches the earth part of this mouse where it corresponds to the flesh, so then he's tamei. And it was on this that Rashi Ben Levi said, it has to be that at least on one entire side of this mouse it became sheretz, meaning it was mouse. Now mand masila reisha kol shekena seifa, the one that teaches Rashi Ben Levi on the reisha of the Mishnah, he would for sure teach it on the seifa, because if he holds it the only way that you become tamei by touching this mouse is by touching the mouse part, it has to be at least half mouse. So for sure, in Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, where you're touching the earth part where it corresponds to the flesh, the mouse over there for sure has to be half mouse in order for him to be tame by touching the earth part. However, mind the Masala Seif, the one that teaches member on the Seif of the Mishnah, Aval Reisha, how would he view the Reisha? We can say, Aval Gav Deloy Heshret, this man to Amar would be tame the person even if a full half of the mouse wasn't developed. It could be that as long as he touched the mouse part of it, even though again, one full side hasn't been developed, he still would be tame. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this interesting mouse. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.